In our study of the Gospel of Matthew, we are in the midst of a question, that is, of an answer to a question which the disciples ask of the Lord Jesus. Keep in mind, on his way to Jerusalem, he was asked a number of questions, and one of them was a question related to rewards. That's the way we have described it. Peter said, "Lord, we have left all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore?" Well, the Lord Jesus Christ answered that question in a number of different ways, and time does not permit us today to go back and talk about all of the different phases of the answer that he gave. But today we want to think with you about the final thing that he said about the subject of rewards. Recognizing the spirit that was in Peter's question, because our Christ is omniscient, he knows all, and recognizing that that same spirit is in the mind of all of us, and the Word of God is written for all of our profit, or for the profit of us all, recognizing that spirit then, the Lord Jesus entered into a discussion concerning what I refer to as the rewards and the measure of those rewards. Now, this is a long passage of Scripture that is before us. It represents a parable which the Lord Jesus Christ gave to illustrate his point. But as long as this sinful nature of ours is with us, and it will be until we get our glorified bodies, there will be a possibility of our being mercenary even about our service for the Lord. What are we going to get? Wonderful would it be if we could serve the Lord out of love, as we're going to see before we're through with the discussion of this particular series, not today's message, but through with the discussion of this particular series. The ideal kind of service is a service that is based upon love. You will notice in verse 30, the Lord Jesus Christ says to Peter, "Peter, you'll get a reward, and everyone within the body of Christ will get a reward, but," notice these words, "many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first." Then if you look down in chapter 20 and notice the 16th verse, he emphasizes it again. "So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." Now, when we read that phrase, "many are called, but few are chosen," let us keep in mind we are not talking about salvation. Salvation is not the subject in this paragraph. But let us establish in our thinking today that God never calls anyone to eternal life and then turns him down. Don't be afraid that you might be called, but then not chosen, in the words of the text. He's not talking about salvation, I repeat. He's talking about service. For this particular warning introduces the parable at which we will be looking by and by, and concludes the parable at which we will be looking shortly. In that parable, there is presented to us the measure of rewards. Now, the particular measure of rewards illustrated in the parable in this particular chapter should be interpreted in the light of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, particularly verse 5, where there is a warning that expresses exactly what the Lord Jesus had in mind when he said, "The first shall be last, and the last shall be first." For there in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, we read, "Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God." I dare say that every believer has fallen into an error such as this at some time or another. Many of us, I'm afraid, have this attitude all the time. We are measuring our works, or the works of other servants of God. We are evaluating. We're talking about great works and small works, mediocre works, saying this man is doing so much and this man couldn't be doing very much at all. The Lord Jesus Christ said, keep in mind, God's manner of measuring works is different from yours. And Paul says, you must be very careful not to judge anything before the time, because the record will not be complete and all the facts will not be in. Judge nothing before the time, because when the Lord reveals the hidden counsels of the heart, not secret things now, not secrets that you've hidden away in your heart, but when the Lord reveals the hidden counsels of the heart, all of the information about the service that was rendered, we may be able to see then that he who we thought was last will be first, and he who we thought was first shall be last. The Lord Jesus Christ emphasizes the importance of this system of measuring through the parable, which begins in verse 1 of chapter 20. Notice the words, please. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth hour, and then the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, because no man has hired us. He said to them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, call the laborers, and give them their wages, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. But they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received their wages, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? The Lord Jesus begins the parable, which we've just read, by saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto. Now, what is he talking about? Well, he's talking about rewards in connection with the kingdom of heaven, the very thing that is the subject of our discussion. To understand the parable, I think it would be wise for us to notice some basic facts about the land and the customs of the people. In the land of Israel, there were certain times when there was an emergency related to the grape harvest. If the harvest was not all reaped in one day in such a situation, it would be ruined. I mention this so you will not think that this man went into the marketplace and was undecided about what his needs were, saying to one fellow, come work for me, and then go back a little bit later and saying, you come work for me. Each time he went back, the emergency was greater. They weren't working fast enough, and he had to have extra help to get the work done. Now, the vital thing to keep in mind is that the late hour worker, now listen carefully what I'm saying, the vital thing to keep in mind is that the late hour worker was needed as much as the man who bore the brunt of the heat of the day. It would be wise for us, I think, to keep in mind that the marketplace, as described here, was similar to our employment agencies. I have heard of men who were standing around an employment agency, awaiting to be hired. And if you didn't know the situation, you might think, why don't those fellows go to work? What are they standing around here for? And you read this parable, you think, well, maybe that's what someone would say about these people. But such is not the case. They were waiting there and waiting to be hired. Really, when the man in this parable who was doing the hiring said to these men that he hired at the last hour, why do you stand here all the day idle? He wasn't rebuking them. He said, I can't believe that you're still here. How fortunate I am to have somebody that I can get to work for me in this emergency. The men brought their tools to the marketplace and waited for someone to hire them. And when the owner of the vineyard returned, he asked them, how have I been so fortunate to find you here? He was not rebuking them. Now, you probably noticed when we read the parable that when the time came to pay these people, they were paid very little. They were paid only a penny. But let us clarify that for you and remember that the penny was actually a day's wage. In that economy, it was the denarius, and in terms of monetary exchange with our economy today, it would amount to about 17 cents, which certainly is not much for a day's wage. But keep in mind that it was the going rate of the day. It was an honorable wage. The man was not mistreating them. Here is a parable that's going to teach us that it is not when you begin to work that brings the greatest reward, but whether you respond to the opportunity when it is presented to you. And the parable will illustrate the statement with which we began our discussion today, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. In our next study, we'll look at this parable more in detail. I hope that you will be able to be with us, that you might glean the same precious truths that I have, for they can be a rich blessing in your life.